Welcome back. Mike Warren Thomas here. It's the Grapevine, SaverLife.com, and some warm weather the next couple days, around 90 in Rochester and in the Finger Lakes. Gene Pearson, his weekly Glenora Gazette, says that they're starting to see the first color change in the grapes. And of course, their restaurant is named after that color change, Verasion. It's the name of the restaurant at Glenora. And so, kind of a special turning point of the season. And not just for people, it appears. They found a raccoon who was scouting the vineyard, and also the birds start to appear and check on the grapes. They actually have to use some netting for the earlier ripening varieties because the birds just decimate those. So it's not just people watching the vineyards. It's the birds and the animals, the turkeys. Willie Frank used to talk about the turkeys eating Gewürztraminer in particular, and it's one of the reasons or excuses that he mentioned for enjoying Gewürztraminer with Thanksgiving dinner. Some little revenge on the turkeys for eating those grapes, and it happens to go really well with turkey. So if you haven't had a Gewürztraminer lately, there are a number of them in the Finger Lakes, not as many as there used to be, I think. It's a grape that's more tender, and so, as I think I said last week, some of it is being removed. I think Fox Run has removed all their Gewürztraminer and planted other varieties that are more dependable. But for some reason, you know, and Dr. Frank's had, and they have lots of different varieties of grapes, it was the Gewürztraminer that were favored by the turkeys, at least from sort of anecdotal evidence. Also, Glenora announced that they are canceling Leaves and Lobsters, an event they've done for a couple of decades, I think. It's held in September, and they're looking forward to doing it next year. They have had to cancel their jazz concerts, both the July and August concerts were canceled, and Gene also said that they were booked with nearly 40 weddings here in 2020, and they're down to 7 that are still booked. And the loss of income for the region from these weddings, not to mention the big special events, but, you have 100 guests, I don't know, maybe on average for a wedding, some more, some less. And those people are, many of them staying in the area, dining, visiting wineries, going to shops, eating at restaurants, and of course, having, a wedding dinner, rehearsal dinners, all kinds of special celebrations at Glenora, and to go to from nearly 40 to 7 is just a massive hit in income. So order some wine, and if you feel comfortable visiting the wineries all around New York State, generally they are open, some of them with appointment only. So if you're planning to go visit a couple wineries, I would check online first. Quite a few have appointment only. But most are open to some degree, and some, you might have to wait if there are a lot of people there because of social distancing, and they have to limit the number of people in the tasting rooms. More of them are doing outdoor tastings and setting up outdoor spaces over the last month. This time of the year, that works pretty well. Not going to work so well in January, but that's when we hope to have a vaccine by then, And certainly tourism is lower by winter. So again, lots of outdoor spaces to taste. A number of wineries are doing flights of wine. So you know, the kind of the previous model for visiting wineries was that you would walk in and go up to the tasting bar, and they would let you select a few different wines, and they would pour them one by one while you were standing there at the bar and describe them for you. And you know, and you might taste three or four or five wines. So a number of wineries are doing flights, and it's basically the same idea, except that they give them to you all at once, so there's less contact. They are generally already poured. You know, they pour them and bring them to you. They don't pour them an hour in advance, but they, you know, they pour them by their tasting bar or prep area and bring them to you. And so, again, the wineries are doing really an exceptional job, I think, of thinking this through, of trying to make people feel safe and comfortable so they'll come back and hopefully buy some wine. And from anecdotal evidence about sales, it seems like sales are definitely down at the wineries. Visitation is way down, just because of limited travel, and actually people have to quarantine from coming outside of much of the Northeast. Has to quarantine for 14 days if they travel to New York State or some of the other states in the Northeast. And local people just aren't out traveling as much. So visitation is way, way down. But the people who are visiting are buying wine, and that's good. So sales have not plummeted as much as they might have, but are still down. And again, you can a lot of the wineries, almost all of them ship wine. Some of them have shipping deals. Most of the wineries make a wide variety of wines, so you can get a mixed half case and get six different wines. Get three reds, three whites, maybe substitute out for a sparkling wine or dessert wine or dry rosé. You can get some really cool varieties. I had someone email me this week who was looking for Chardonnay, which is great. I don't get many requests for Chardonnay. They were looking for some recommendations on wineries that make Chardonnay. And there are lots of them, and they're really good. They don't tend to have oak, although some do, but they tend to be more stainless steel style Chardonnays, and that's more of a European way of making them. You don't find a oaky Chardonnay in Burgundy. The Chardonnays in New York State and the Finger Lakes tend to be more European in style compared to California or Australia, for much warmer climates. And so they're often lower in alcohol than those warmer climate Chardonnays. Really, they're just delicious food wines. The Chardonnays of the Finger Lakes and of New York State. And places like Casa Larga make a lot of Chardonnays. I think you might be surprised at how many options there are for Chardonnay. They do have one that's aged in French oak. So if you like that type of style, it'll still be somewhat lower in alcohol. It's 13%. You might find, you know, California Chardonnay might be about that level, or a little bit higher. But the one of the ones you really should try, and there are several wineries doing this, is a Chardonnay Riesling blend. And this is kind of a cool idea. I've had probably three or four of these in the Finger Lakes, some version of this. The Casa Larga one has 45% Chardonnay, 55% Riesling, and really just delicious, refreshing, excellent food wine. And then they also do their a barrel-aged CLV Chardonnay, as well as their Vineyard Hill Chardonnay. So four different options with Chardonnay at Casa Larga. They've also added a petulant naturel made with Muscat Atenel. I don't know that they did that just because of the rhyming of those names, but they already were making a Muscat Atenel at Casa Larga, a regular table wine. This is a sort of nickname is Pet Nat, and you should try it. I got one when I stopped at Casa Larga a couple days ago and haven't opened it yet, but looking forward to trying that. It is a sparkling wine that is topped with, instead of a cork, a crown cap like you might find with a beer bottle. So it doesn't have as much air pressure inside the bottle. It's not as fizzy as a sparkling wine that's made method champenoise. So they don't need the heavier bottle and the heavy-duty cork and the basket that goes over the cork and the foil over the basket. This is a much simpler bottling. There's a number of them made in the Finger Lakes. We'll talk about one in a few moments. So again, that's made with Muscat Atenel, Casa Larga. They do a Gewürztraminer, and they also, another one that's fairly new that I haven't tried, but is in my cellar waiting, is one they call Heritage. And that is a white blend with Riesling, Chardonnay, Vidal Blanc, Gewürztraminer, and Muscat Atenel. So about 40% Riesling, 31% Chardonnay, 18% Vidal Blanc, 7% Gewürztraminer, and 5% Muscat Atenel. Can't wait to try that. Intriguing blend, and the Riesling is the signature grape of the Finger Lakes, but you should look for it in some of these blends, like that Chardonnay Riesling blend, or this one, which includes several other grapes, called Heritage from Casa Larga. Oh, some delicious wines to sample for the summer, for great for a hot day. I mentioned Pet Nat, and there was one from the Finger Lakes that was just highlighted in the New York Times this past week on Wednesday. It is a Eric Asimov's weekly column, and it's titled 12 Summer Sparkling Wines, because who needs a reason? And it's highlighting a bunch of different styles. He says, I don't think I'm going out on a limb to say that humans are fascinated with fizziness, from a child's pleasure at blowing bubbles to our lifelong enjoyment of soft drinks and beer, to the purely adult satisfaction of watching champagne beads float upward in a glass. We are taken with what sparkles. These, he picked these from online sections of Manhattan wine shops, looking for, as he says, moderately priced bottles of sparkling wines other than champagne. And he says, why omit champagne? Mostly because of its price. While it's possible to find bottles as cheap as $25 or $30, most good champagnes these days start at roughly $40. And I'll say, the sparkling wines of the Finger Lakes, and they can't call them champagne because they're not from Champagne, in France, but the made method champenoise in many cases are often in that $25 to $30 range, and will blind tastings that I've participated in and observed, the Finger Lakes sparkling wines have competed very well with sparkling wines from California and France and at much lower price points. So that's my editorial. I'm not reading that from Eric Asimov's column. It's a good article about some options for something other than a method champenoise as well, because he talks about the Charmat method, which is a forced carbonation and Prosecco-like wines. These, again, are a variety of different styles and include one from the Finger Lakes and the sparkling wines that he chose, and that's Chipica. It's a rosé, Catawba rosé Petillant Naturel, and Eric Asimov, by the way, it's $33, at least at the Manhattan online shop that Eric Asimov was looking at. And Eric says about the Chipica, beginning with a 2016 vintage, Nathan Kendall, a Finger Lakes winemaker, and Pascaline the Pelletier, one of the world's top sommeliers, have been producing naturally made Petillant Naturels in the Finger Lakes. Their project, Chipica, explores the region's heritage, making wines of native grapes like Catawba, on which the region's wine industry was initially built. Each year, the wines have gotten better and better. This one is the best I've tried yet, both fruity and stony, with a deliciously tart berry flavor. It's set on a knife's edge between texture and flavor, tense and thoroughly refreshing. Chipica, they say, is taken from the Native American Lenape word for roots. And with this write-up in the New York Times, they may well sell out of this pretty quickly. Although Eric Asimov refers to this earlier in the article, that because restaurant sales are down and New York City restaurants can't do any indoor dining still. And so wine sales are down. And this was Chipica from the Finger Lakes, I think a favorite of a number of sommeliers in restaurants. So they maybe have more of it than usual at the winery. So again, Chipica from Nathan Kendall. You'll find him at Hickory Hollow. That's the winery just of Glenora, and that's where you can buy these wines if you don't want to buy them online. He's also makes the Hickory Hollow wines, and it's the west side of Seneca Lake and just north of Glenora, half a mile north of Glenora, maybe less than that. It's very, very close. They've got a $10 flat rate shipping on six or more bottles, so you might want to get in touch with them and get some of that Chipica. Nathan Kendall's been making some tremendous wines and was in Wine Enthusiast magazine recently as one of the top 40 tastemakers under 40 years old. And really, this project, Chipica, is brilliant for several reasons. One, it's an inexpensive grape. Catawba is what Red Cat is made from. So the cost of this grape, the ease of growing it, vastly different than Chardonnay and Riesling and Merlot and, Cabernet. This is a pretty easy grape to grow, and there's quite a bit of it in the Finger Lakes. And so you can hopefully and I want them to do really well, but you can mark this up more than you can a vinifera because the costs are cheaper. And it's brilliant. And yet it's got some great flavors. I think it was one gold medal in Paris back in the late 1800s for Finger Lakes Winery, and really helped to the sparkling wines of York State and Finger Lakes on the international map. Again, Catawba. So in terms of history, it's really cool that it's making a reappearance in this Chipeka wine. So again, check out Hickory Hollow and Nathan K. Wines are available there. And he has a number of other wines. There's a Pinot Noir and a Dry Riesling available. Ask them about the Chipeka. I don't see them on their website, but get in touch with Hickory Hollow Wine Cellars, and Nathan can give you an update on what's available. But again, a write-up like that in the New York Times does spur a lot of shipping of that wine. So congratulations to him, and it's great to have that publicity for the region. Again, if you're out visiting wineries, you're visiting restaurants, wear a mask. That is what is going to help keep this, except when you're eating, but that's what's going to help keep this reopening going here in our area, and we won't have to go into shutting down aspects of wineries and restaurants and businesses in general if we can just wear the masks. And it's really very, very simple. We'll be back next Saturday with Gardening Restaurants and Discover the Finger Lakes here at SavorLife.com. Have a great day.